sister, Israel? Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, Australia, May 7th, 1896. Dear sister, we have a precious Savior. Before Christ left his disciples, he made them the promise, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments." John 14, verse 13 to 15. Here is a test for your love. You are to express to the world that love by obedience. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. For he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Verses 16 to 18. How can you or I doubt these words so full of assurance, so big with promise? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Then cherish faith. You please the Lord Jesus when you show your love for him by believing his words. If you doubt the words of Jesus Christ in his promises given you, it is impossible for you to live a useful life, blessing others with your cheerfulness and hopefulness. Unbelief acts like a paralysis upon the spiritual energies. It causes mourning and weeping and sadness. Your own soul cannot reflect the bright beams of the sun of righteousness, and you will become as the shadow of death. But this need not be. The Lord wants you, my sister, to have the joy of faith. Cheerfulness is to be cherished, encouraged, and it will grow by expressing hope and talking faith. Bring cheerfulness and hope into the home. Delight your soul in the Lord by communing with him. How high and pure and satisfying is the healing joy that abides in the soul after the dark brooding of despairing hope has been eclipsed. Then comes the presence of the sunbeams of the righteousness of Christ, an experimental knowledge of the love of Jesus dwelling in the soul. Let your own words stimulate your faith. "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." John 15, verse 10 and 11. Think and constantly dwell on the precious love of God. Jesus is the wellspring of life. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. He can and will guide us into all truth. He himself has announced that he came to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free. Then receive for your individual self all that Christ is willing to do and longs to do for you. He will bring gladness to your heart that has been so long depressed. Be of good cheer, because Jesus Christ is your healer. Say over and over, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life."